Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, I am spending time with author Angela Brown, and we are going to talk about her book, Seven Deadly Sins That Poison the Soul, and How to Conquer Them. So let's get started. Hello, Angela. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Dr. Angela. Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And good morning, everyone.
Absolutely. So the title of your book, Seven Deadly Sins That Poison the Soul and How to Conquer Them, why was it important to entitle your work this way?
Well, I wanted to give people an opportunity to explore these topics. So this subject matter was birthed out of many conversations that I had with various people, such as family members, colleagues, friends, et cetera. And what I found in my conversations with them is that there was a commonality of subject matters. And so the subject matters that I found myself discussing with them was jealousy, unforgiveness, anger, pride, disobedience, gossip, and addiction. And so it was important for me to capture all of this in a book to help other people who may have been struggling with these issues. So that's why I titled my book this way.
Now, I like to ask when we're on radio, I like to ask the question this way. The target audience for your book, would you say it is appropriate for someone as young as high school?
Absolutely. I tried to write it in its most simplistic form. I wanted to give the reader a sense of sisterhood. So when they're reading this book, it's kind of like a conversation between two friends. So I wanted to like just take off all of the rhetoric and just get to the heart and soul of the matter and just make sure people felt comfortable reading it and just getting a clear understanding. So absolutely, high schoolers are definitely welcome to read the book.
Now, have you always wanted to write, or did you find that this was simply one of the best ways to get your information out to the public?
No, I've always wanted to be a writer, to be honest with you. That's what I really wanted to go to school for. I wanted to go for journalism, but then I found out that that wasn't the writing style that most intrigued me. And so I kind of changed my major to business management. And then I found my way back to creative writing. But I also, as a believer in body of Christ, I also wanted to write something encouraging and inspiring and motivating to help people. You know, too much is given, much is required. And so I received a lot of help. And I just wanted to be a blessing to people, to challenge them, to encourage them, and to get them to give Jesus a chance to open up their hearts.
Now, I find that for so many people, they, once they admit that they are struggling with a particular thing, they can address that particular thing. Now, some folks are familiar with that, dealing with AA, or you go to therapy and your therapist is like, if you can't admit you have the problem, you know, then we can't address the problem. Have you found that through your writings, the comments that you have received, that you too have helped people realize that they have an issue or concern with one of the seven, and it freed their mind and enabled them to move forward to self-healing?
Yes, absolutely. It's been an honor to receive so many compliments from people stating that when they read the book, it challenged them in one form or fashion, that they were able to look on the inside. You know, oftentimes we get caught up in, you know, dressing ourselves up and making sure we look pretty for the outside, but we forget that inward man, that man that is longing for, you know, something greater, a higher power, that man that's longing for change. And so the only way we're going to do it is aligning our lives with the mirror of God's word, you know. And so it's been wonderful hearing, you know, testimonies of how they read something and how it changed the trajectory of their lives, how it, you know, renewed their mind, gave them something else to work on and to focus on so that they can have a better life, not just for them, but also for their family members.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I find that The reason why the hashtag, you know, empowered people, is extremely true. I know I use the woman version, empowered women, empower women, because we do. You want to share your knowledge with everyone else, and you want everyone else to be as free in that space as you are, or even freer. You know, so you are so right there. Now, I want to kind of double back just a little bit, and that is, in your title there, it starts off 7 deadly sins. Now, I realize that with radio, the majority of people who are listening in, they are of the Christian faith, they're believers, so they're aware of what the 7 deadly sins are. Not everyone who listens to the podcast happens to be a person of faith, so I want to make sure that they understand these 7 deadly sins. What is she talking about? So I don't want you to, you know, necessarily describe each one, but could you let us know what are the 7 deadly sins that you speak on?
So the 7 deadly sins that I'm speaking of in my book is jealousy, right? We live in a culture where everyone's talking about their haters. So we're talking about jealousy. We're talking about unforgiveness. You know, I can forgive, but I'll never forget. We're talking about anger, you know, with everything that's going on, the mass shootings, our loved ones dying of COVID, right? So everyone has a bit of anger. You know, they're missing their loved ones. They're grieving. They don't understand how could this have happened. We're talking about pride. You know, we're talking about, you know, the bling bling, I got mine, you need to get yours type of thing. You know, nobody helped me. I did it all by myself. We're talking about disobedience. You know, nobody wants to adhere to authority. We're just, you know, running amok, walking in stores, you know, stealing stuff and just walking out. Nobody wants to submit to authority. We're talking about gossip because we love to gossip, right? We love to talk about people's personal business and put it out there and make fun of them and so forth. And then our favorite, you know, addiction. You know, it's not just drugs and alcohol, right? We have food addiction, shopping addiction, sex addiction. We're just running amok, right? We took God out of, you know, seemed like of our lives, and now we're just battling with all of this. You know, we're talking about opioids, you know, now. So it's these things that, you know, that seem to be plaguing us. And I'm just exploring and letting you know that, you know, there is a higher power that can help you with this. You don't have to stay stuck in any of these things.
Oh, thank you so much for that explanation and for going over each one, because I can just feel someone going, oh, wow. Oh, yeah, those are good. I need to check that book out. And I find that many times people are dealing with anger and unforgiveness many times together. You know, they're still angry about the thing that happened to them 5 to 10 years ago, and they cannot forgive that person because they haven't gotten that apology yet. Understanding that when you forgive that other person within yourself, it frees yourself. So, not even getting all into the spiritual part of it, you know, and doing what God tells us to do, but just that how it frees you emotionally from holding on to all of that, because that person has gone on about their life and isn't thinking anything about you. So you are so right. And thank you for talking about addiction. And I just kind of want to throw that out to tie it all in. Many times people don't realize that they're also addicted to their story. So thank you. You know, like this thing happened to me. And it's like, yes, it did, but you are so much better. Like you're talking about, you've grown from that. So it's like no longer, don't stay stuck in that situation. So don't be addicted to the drama or addicted to where you were. Enjoy where you are. So I think you're really touching on some awesome things there. So thank you so much for that. Now, I know that for some folks, they're saying, well, listen, Angelus, I hear y'all talking, but I don't really have a problem with all 7 of those things. I may have an issue with 1 or 2 of them. Is the book still going to work? So let me ask you this way. When we read the book, is there a way for us to utilize your book properly if someone is only dealing with 1 or 2 of the issues and not all 7? Can they jump right into their issue?
Absolutely. They can just turn to that chapter where they feel that they're struggling, they need it the most, and they could read the chapter. And then at the end of the chapter, there's also prayer. So oftentimes people say, you know, I don't even know how to pray, so I've read this, now what? So now after you've read it, then we can go into prayer, and we can invite the Holy Spirit, we can invite the presence of God into that situation to help. But I will also encourage them to read the rest of the book, because not only do you help yourself, but you can help other people. So if you know other people who are struggling with the other sins, then you can also be a witness to them and encourage them to read the book, or just share with them what you've learned when you've read the book. So, yes, absolutely. They can definitely just jump right on in and get the help that they need for themselves. But why stop at, you know, myself? Why not be a blessing to others? So,
absolutely. Absolutely. And I agree with you. And I find that I was taught to, you know, to read a lot of books, you know, have that information base. And there are so many books that I have read that I realize, you know, hindsight being 2020, I was never reading them for myself. Many books I was reading for a future time to be able to share with someone that, oh, you know, I read in a book one time, this, that, and the other, and
right.
It can help them. So you are so right. It can't just be about our individual selves, but it should be about our family, our friends and family, our community. So you're right there. Now, we have about a minute left, but I want to ask you this book. How has your writing this book impacted your life, Angela? I know that many authors are moved by their collective work because they put the pieces together and allows them to go down that journey themselves again. How have you been affected by your writings?
Oh, wow. You know, ever since I wrote this book, I have gotten so many wonderful feedback from people. And it just encouraged me and to inspire me to say, you know what, there's a population of people who are still hungering for the word of God to have it broken down in its most simplistic form. And so it's encouraged me to just continue to write, to continue to minister to people, to continue to provide hope. So it's just allowing me to just continue to spend time with God so that I'm always ready to be a blessing to others. And so I started writing my second book, so I'm just excited to continue to minister and strengthen and equip people to move forward with their walk with the Lord and in a journey with Him.
I love it. I love it. Now, we know that, of course, your book, Seven Deadly Sins, That Poison the Soul and How to Conquer Them, is available on Amazon or wherever books are sold. But if someone wants to contact you directly or follow you more, what's the best way to do that?
They can reach out to me at Angela@adbrownproductions.com. Or they can go to adbrownproductions.com and check out my website.
I love it. Thank you again, Angela Brown, for being a guest on Modern Living with Dr. Angela today.
You are so welcome again, Dr. Angela. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And happy terrific Tuesday, everyone.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, listeners, you guys know that one of the most favorite things that I like to do is give a shout out to those that are listening from around the world. So let's go quickly to our leaderboard. Coming in the number one spot is a good old U.S. of A. Thank you, home country, for being number one. Number two is the Philippines. Thank you, family in the Philippines. Number three is Australia. Thank you, family and friends in Australia. Number four is the U.K. Hey, we still have family listening across the pond. Thank you for that. And last but certainly not least, my neighbors to the north in Canada. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in and making the show an international success. As always, I wish that you have an amazing day. May you have good mental health, and may you do it with a really great book. Until next time, everyone, keep shining.